Mad Tufts Freeform Radio.
Special person that means the most to you. All right.
Here we go.
Okay, you heard a couple of tunes from John Butcheraxis, Ocean in Motion, and then It's Only Words. And as I said, they're going to be at the Center for the Arts Natick on Friday night and joined for the first time in decades by original drummer Derek Blevins. That should be a great show. I can't wait. Then you heard The Grave Dances with Tremolo Road from their self-titled CD. This Boston trio has two members who were in the local band Harlequin in the late 70s, early 80s. I think the Grave Dances might have a show this week, but I can't find it, so I'm not certain of that. Then you heard drummer Smit E. Smitty. He had moved from Detroit to Boston in 1985. He's been in many bands, including Figures on a Beach and Fire King. And that was Think, Fight, Forge from his new album, Just a Modern Guy. And Smit E. Smitty's new band will have their first show Saturday night at the Once Ballroom in Somerville. There's a whole bunch of bands on that bill. Then Muck and the Myers with King of the Beat from their 2011 album, A Cellar Full of Muck. And they're going to be opening for Southern Culture and the Skids tomorrow night at the Sinclair in Cambridge. Then Bad Marriage with Honeybee, a single they just released a couple of weeks ago. Another great song from these guys. Love this band. Bad Marriage opened for Steel Panther at the Middle East a couple of weeks ago, and they're going to be opening for Puddle of Mud. I think it's at the Palladium next month or something. And, yeah, they've been getting a lot of good gigs. Probably, you know, more people getting to hear them and know them. And that's very cool. They get potential. Not that a lot of bands around here don't, but anyway. I'll shut up now. Because you know what? I'm going to play some serious guitar time now. Yay! And I'm going to start with something brand new. It's one of the best, Buddy Guy. He's got a new album out called The Blues is Alive and Well. And this song is Cognac. And joining him on this song are Jeff Beck and Keith Richards. And I couldn't help but chuckle when I saw the name of the song, because back in the 80s, I would go see Buddy Guy and Junior Wells when they were in town. It was at Jonathan Swift's, a postage stamp size club in Harvard Square. And Buddy used to drink cognac back then, and people in the audience would often buy him one. So here is Buddy Guy with Cognac.
If the late Buddy Waters was here drinking with us, that she'd get tight. Give a double shot of Remy my next oh. The Lord, you rock it right. Talking about cognac, XO cognac, that is. And it goes right to your head. Yes, it do. How well do I know? You know it will cure the living. And it'll dance your raise the dead. Let me say that again. You know it will cure the living. And it'll dance your raise the dead.
Sure, Sandy. Thank you.
Are your joints trying to tell you something?
Hey, Ned, how about toss me that pencil?
No problem.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
The fact is, for healthy bones, joints, and muscles, weekend exercise just isn't enough. You should exercise a total of 30 minutes every day.
Hello. Oh, sure, Tim. I'll walk right over.
Try jogging or going for quick walks or taking the stairs instead of the elevator.
Be right there, Tim.
For more ideas on building a healthier body, call 1-800-824-BONES or visit aaos.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. We keep you well connected.
Bye-bye, Ned.
Oh, bye, Sandy.
That was just serious guitar time. I hope it was serious enough for you. I think it would have been. First was from the brand new Buddy Guy album, The Blues is Alive and Well. You heard Cognac with guests Jeff Beck and Keith Richards. After that, you heard Boogie with Stu from the brand new album by Joe Bonamassa, British Blues Explosion Live. And on this album, Joe pays homage to British blues rock guitarists that inspired him. Was recorded at Greenwich Music Time at the old Royal Naval College on July 7, 2016. That song was originally on Led Zeppelin's 1975 album Physical Graffiti. Then you heard Rory Gallagher doing Laundromat from Live at Montreux in 2006. I love that. I mean, I've heard a number of versions of Laundromat from Rory because there's a lot of live albums of his. And this one's my favorite one from Live at Montreux. It's a great song. Love Rory Gallagher, great guitarist. Yeah, we lost him too soon, unfortunately. I fortunately got to see him in concert in the Paradise. It was like he played for about 3 hours. It was so great. Then I had to play one more from the new Buddy Guy album, The Blues is Alive and Well, and that was End of the Line, which so a lot of the songs on this album are some of them, including that one, seem autobiographical. You know, it's like, you know, feels he's the last one. And yeah, that's kind of true with that, those old Chicago bluesmen. Yeah, because he was younger than a lot of the others, like Muddy Waters and such. And so yeah, he kind of is the end of the line, and it's a sad thing. But he's like kicking it well. He's just doing, you know, he'll probably play till he's, you know, he'll play for a long, long time. His Buddy Guy. Now, you know what I think I'll do? Oh, I'm sorry, I turned away from the mic. I think I'm going to do some, like, real, extremely free form. I'm going to play stuff I haven't heard yet. There's some CDs around. I just borrowed the CD, Stone Temple Pilots' newest CD. Just came out this year. And I did hear this song on the car, in my car on the way over here, but there's some other things here I haven't heard at all that I may play after this. So, his Stone Temple Pilots, the song is called Middle of Nowhere.
Don't fall out with the men.
Sorry, the CDs are being a little weird right now. I apologize for this. Let me get something else on for you. Give me a couple of minutes. I could hum for you, but, you know, then you'd really turn off the radio, right? I don't want to give you some dead air, but, you know, I cannot. Let me see if I can find something. I'll babble to you for a few minutes so you'll know somebody's here, okay? Let's see now. What do I have? Losing what I got here. I don't know what the CD players were being very weird. Don't know why, but they were, and that was not fun. Let me see now. What do I have for you? Let's see. I'll get you something. What would be good to listen to here? Let me see. Oh, I'll get you some. Give you some more guitar, huh? All right, here's Philip Sace with Blues Ain't Nothing But a Good Woman on Your Mind.
just can't seem to get my worry mind over what I've done to you.
That was, they started out that set doing random, you know, total freeform. Never heard this before. Let's check it out. And the CD plays got a little funky, so I got back to songs I knew, but hadn't had them scheduled for the show. First you heard, knew it from the new album by Stone Temple Pilots. That was, it's a self-titled album, and that was Middle of Nowhere. I guess the new singer they have, his name's Jeff Gutt. I guess they got him from The Voice or one of those shows, I guess, apparently. And then after that, you heard Danielle Nicole with Crawl from her new album, Cry No More. I keep hearing so much raving about Danielle Nicole. I hadn't really heard her. She does have a good voice there, yeah. I'll have to listen to some more of her stuff. Then you heard Philip Sace with Blues Ain't Nothing But a Good Woman on Your Mind. It's from Scorched Earth Volume 1 Live. It's such a great, great album. about, I think that came out a couple of years ago. And that was my Ruck Under the Radar Top Album of the Year. That was so amazing. This guy is such an incredible guitarist, Philip Sace. He was born in Wales, grew up in Canada. He played with, he used to play with Jeff Healey and I forget who else. I don't have it all in front of me right now. My memory ain't what it used to be. But yeah, I know it was Jeff Healey was one of them. Maybe Melissa Etheridge, I forget. But in any case, he's been doing solo for quite some time. And I wish he'd play in this area sometime. I would absolutely love to see this guy live. He is so amazing. Real young guy, too. Anyway, that was, as I said, that was Blues Ain't Nothing But a Good Woman on Your Mind from Scorched Earth Volume 1. And I hope there will be more volumes of this live stuff from Philip Sace. So it ended with Federal Charm, The Stray, from their album Crossed Wires, their newest album. And it's the album's all acoustic. They're like a blues rock band from the UK, I think England. And they really good stuff, and I don't usually go for acoustic music, but this is pretty good. It's a pretty good album. I wouldn't be playing it if I didn't think it was, right? Okay, so I'm winding down now. It's just getting almost 4 o'clock. And I will see you next time I am here, which will be next Monday at 2 o'clock. And some of you know you hear my show on WCAC Tuesdays at 6 p.m. and on Moxkin Radio Thursday night from 10 to midnight. Anyways, I'll be back here. And